Good morning. My name is Ed Hollihan, and this is The View from Here. As President's Day approaches, I've been thinking about that collection of 46 men, more specifically, how they looked. And more specifically than that, I've been thinking about presidents of the United States and their facial hair. I have had images of bearded, sideburned, and mustachioed presidents popping in and out of my thoughts for days now. At this time of year, I imagine that you, like me, wonder just how many presidents have sported facial hair and what they actually looked like. I'm glad you do, because I'm going to tell you anyway. All in all, there have been 11 presidents with facial hair. Of some sort, I mean deliberately grown, this is how I want to look, facial hair. Not just the morning after look that so many first ladies have woken up to, and not some random mole with a hair sticking out of it. No, I mean facial hair. Two of these 11 presidents were the same guy, Grover Cleveland, who is the only president who served a term, was out of office for 4 years, and then served another term. Let's hope that doesn't happen again real soon, okay? Since Grover was two presidents, but only one guy, he poses a problem for any list maker. I've decided to treat him as one and thereby amend the total of hirsutely visaged presidents to a nice round 10. Surprisingly few, four to be exact, had a full beard. That is to say, cheeks, chin, and upper lip fully covered, and only one of those men, Rutherford B. Hayes, let his beard grow past the knot in his necktie. Martin Van Buren, the eighth president, was the first to sport any facial hair at all. He was a dapper New Yorker and liked to wear a set of fabulous sideburns, starkly white, that he combed out from his face. That was in 1836. It wasn't until Abraham Lincoln in 1860 that the country was headed by a fully bearded man. Lincoln, of course, had that famously chiseled, angular beard, no mustache. He looked so tired by the end of his life that the beard couldn't hide the burdens he bore. Those of us with a $50 bill in our wallet know what U.S. Grant looked like. Excellent full beard, including mustache, the first in the White House. Well-trimmed and serious-looking, have you ever seen a likeness of Grant in which he's smiling? I think that'd be worth a couple of bucks. Grant started a string of 7 consecutive presidents, the 18th through the 24th, who had deliberate whiskers of some sort. Well, okay, there's President Cleveland again, who was both the 22nd and the 24th president. So the streak is 7 presidents, but only 6 guys. I really must single out President Benjamin Harrison, number 23, because of his strikingly white, carefully trimmed, Andrew Carnegie kind of beard. This guy really could have passed as a cousin to the kings of England. His was the last full beard in the White House. The string of whiskers in the White House ended for a while in 1888. It's that Cleveland fellow again. Then the fashion gets famously reinstated, comes roaring back with the arrival of Teddy Roosevelt. I really liked the way he looked. Presidential and cowboy at the same time, like a sculpture by Fred Remington. I think T.R. cemented his place in history and on Mount Rushmore by adding the monocle to the modified walrus mustache. A great look for a fascinating guy. President Roosevelt was followed in office by the enormous William Howard Taft, 1909 to 1913, President Taft had an upturned walrus mustache in proportion to the size of his frame, a tremendous trophy on his upper lip, easily the finest mustache in the history of the White House. Taft was the last, in this glorious line, the last president to sport facial hair. It occurs to me that it just might be time to put whiskers back in the White House. Faith in political leaders is at its lowest point in my lifetime, the lowest point by far. The idea of a U.S. president inspiring confidence in anyone except his most loyal base seems impossible nowadays. Maybe it's time to fall back on that most trustworthy, most grandfatherly characteristic of all, the beard. Maybe in 2024 we vote for a candidate with a trustworthy countenance, a guy with a beard, or better yet, a bearded lady.